WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At the end of the 1950s, the Chicago R&B and gospel label VJ got into the jazz business, signing up local talents like saxophonist Eddie Harris and the quintet MJT Plus Three. They also signed two young New Yorkers working with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, trumpeter Lee Morgan and saxophonist Wayne Shorter. Their VJ sides are now being reissued on two American labels. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead explains.
Blues a la Carte by tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter with Lee Morgan on trumpet, 1959. A few years later, both these young lions would be much better known. In 1964, Morgan would have a big jukebox hit with the Sidewinder, and Shorter would join Miles Davis, helping make his quintet one of the great jazz groups. One reason for that was, Shorter wrote them sleek tunes kind of like that one. Blues a la Carte was on his auspicious debut, introducing Wayne Shorter. Back then, he was still digesting what he'd learned from John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins. But he was already showing a gift for editing himself as he improvised, valuing space as well as sound. Wayne Shorter's Harry's Last Stand, with Jimmy Cobb dropping bombs at the drums, also from 1959. This music comes from the Complete VJ Lee Morgan Wayne Shorter Sessions, a 6-CD box from the mail order house Mosaic Records. Shorter made other nice albums for VJ, but to these ears, his first was a standout. Trumpeter Lee Morgan had already made a few LPs and was fully developed as a soloist when he began recording for VJ in 1960. He was 21. Morgan could mimic Miles Davis using a Harmon mute, but when he really got rolling, the mute sounded like it might pop out of the bell. You can hear Morgan's punchy attack and amazing fluidity on his tune, Bess. Didn't anyone tell Lee Morgan trumpet's not supposed to do stuff like that? But for all his virtuosity, he knew something about letting space into a line too. These records sound fresh 40 years on, thanks to deft writing and excellent soloists, who also include Morgan's tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan, and due to some great backing trios. The late 50s and early 60s was a golden age for jazz rhythm sections, with pianists playing light chords and bluesy little figures, bass players thumping away without boomy amplifiers, and drummers holding back but adding crisp accents. Here's Wynton Kelly on piano with bassist Paul Chambers and drummer Art Blakey on the same session. Incidentally, Wynton Kelly and Paul Chambers share another new Mosaic box of VJ sessions. As usual with Mosaic, you get all available master takes and alternates, so you can hear the musicians coming to grips with the material or trying different solo strategies. With Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter, there are only two or maybe three takes per piece, so it's not too repetitive. In an unusual but legitimate double-dip situation, the Koch label is now issuing much of the same material, most alternate takes included, on CDs patterned on the old LPs, with the original cover art and liner notes. So far, they've put out half the stuff in the box. The albums Here's Lee Morgan, the source of those last two numbers, and his Expubident, plus Wayne Shorter's Waning Moments, alongside other good VJ stuff. Introducing Wayne Shorter is due out later in the year. But anyway they slice it, this stuff's as addictive as caffeinated chocolate nicotine.
Kevin Whitehead is currently based in Chicago. He reviewed the complete VJ Lee Morgan Wayne Shorter sessions on the Mosaic label.